This is Locker Room Talk with Jatim Young. I'm your boy. I'm your host, Jatim Young. Chicago's finest. Mr. Wildcat. Mr. Northwestern. Mr. Big Ten. Catholic League Hall of Fame. West Side legend. I got a nice show for you today. Been watching NBA playoffs. Now, I haven't been with you guys for a while. There's been a lot going on. Before I dive into basketball, first, let me shout out Montez Allen, Tez Talk. Montez works with WBBM. He will now be heading to Macon, Georgia to start a new career as a sports analyst on TV. Congrats to Montez. Secondly, to Coach Howard, Wisconsin Badgers, a Chicago guy. His wife and his daughter was killed in a car crash. I want to just have prayers go out to Coach Howard and his family during this difficult time. Let's jump right into basketball. When the NBA playoffs have started, and it's been one of the more competitive NBA playoffs I've seen. No LeBron James. First time in 9 years that LeBron hasn't been in the playoffs. The Western Conference was loaded with competition. Jokic, after falling short last year of making the playoffs, he earned the number 2 seed. The Denver Nuggets made it all the way to the Western Conference semifinals, where they faced Portland Trailblazers. Portland defeated the Oklahoma City Thunder with Damian Lillard just completely outplaying Russell Westbrook. With the game on the line, tied up, Damian Lillard makes a step back, almost half-court three-point shot with Paul George in his face. Portland goes on, faces Denver. What a great back and forth series. We watch the maturation of Jokic. We watch a superstar in Jokic being born in the playoffs. Arguably the best big man in the league. I know Embiid has something to say about that, but Jokic has everything. Dame Lillard, CJ McCollum played Denver tough. Denver had no answer for those two guys. Denver went on to face the Golden State Warriors in the Western Conference Finals. Now, Golden State, you know, kind of breezed their way through, but they did get a rematch against the Houston Rockets again. Kevin Durant suffered a calf injury in game 5, left in the third quarter. This moment was set up for Chris Paul and James Harden to finally dethrone the Golden State Warriors and work their way to the NBA Finals, as Portland is the team that they would have to face. James Harden and CP3 did what they do every year, fail in the playoffs. And without Kevin Durant, the Golden State Warriors went on to defeat the Houston Rockets. They won both of the games and sent Houston home. Golden State faced Portland. No Kevin Durant. Golden State, Steph Curry just showed why he's your 2-time MVP and why he was a unanimous pick for most valuable player. Steph Curry averaged 30 points over 30. And the cool thing about this Western Conference Finals is that Seth Curry got to play his big brother in the Western Conference Final of the NBA. Golden State proved to be too much and swept Portland. Very competitive games, though. But Golden State, they've been there before, and all they've done is win. And Golden State has now made it to their fifth straight NBA Finals in the Eastern Conference. The 76ers look like the team to beat. Pistons made it to the playoffs. What wasn't really a match for Milwaukee. Milwaukee ended up facing the Boston Celtics, who defeated the Indiana Pacers without Oladipo. Much anticipated playoff matchup. Boston last year without Kyrie, without Gordon Hayward, defeated the Milwaukee Bucks. But this year, Giannis had a different mindset, a different attitude, and Giannis had some new plans for the Milwaukee Bucks. Kyrie being a number one scoring option didn't look good. Kyrie being a leader didn't look good. And Boston fell in five. We got to see the Toronto Raptors against Joel Embiid and the Philadelphia 76ers. And even though Philly may be the most talented team, Toronto had Kawhi Leonard. And in game seven, with 1 second left, Kawhi Leonard hit a corner three-point shot to send Embiid home, crying in tears in the arena as Philly fell to the Toronto Raptors in seven games. Eastern Conference Finals. We get to see a great two-way player in Giannis, the MVP, versus a great two-way player in Kawhi Leonard, a Finals MVP. Giannis jumped off amazing games. Brook Lopez, the supporting cast of Milwaukee, just so much rhythm, so much momentum early. Took a 2-0 lead. But with Kawhi on the team, with a guy that's been there, with a guy that's a leader who leads by action, with Kyle Lowry understanding that, hey, this is the time where you need to pick it up and a time that you need not be maybe like Chris Paul and not show up in the playoffs, that maybe this should do, you need to finally show up in the playoffs. The Toronto Raptors win four in a row and defeat the Milwaukee Bucks. This is Toronto's first time in 100 playoffs games ever going to the NBA Finals. The NBA Finals are set. The Golden State Warriors against the Toronto Raptors. I still think Golden State is the better team, even if KD's injury is done. And I know DeMarcus Cousins is, you know, still injured from the torn quad, and don't know if he's going to come back in the finals. But Golden State is still a better team without KD, and with KD if he decides to play in this finals. Golden State is still the better team. Draymond Green has been exceptional. Klay Thompson has been very, very good. And Steph looks like the best player in basketball. Now, I know Kawhi is a little banged up, but we'll see. It's the playoffs, and Kawhi's tough. Also in NBA news, the New Orleans Pelicans get the number one pick. The NBA draft lottery happened. Your top three teams will be New Orleans, Memphis Grizzlies, the New York Knicks, Los Angeles Lakers. With Zion Williamson coming, most likely we'll be heading to New Orleans. There was a report that said Anthony Davis will be going to the Lakers for the number four pick, Lonzo Ball, Latavius Caldwell-Pope, Ingram. I'm not sure what to say about that, if it's true or not. I know the Lakers still need more. It was also a rumor that Kyrie Irving will be heading to LA as well as a free agent. Again, you know, these are rumors. But if that is true, it makes the Lakers a playoff team with LeBron, Kyrie, and Anthony Davis. But unless we figure out what Kevin Durant is going to do, if he stays, they are unbeatable, Golden State. If he leaves, you still have to beat Golden State. Also in NBA news, Frank Vogel is now the new coach for the Los Angeles Lakers with Jason Kidd as his assistant. Now Magic Johnson went on the ESPN First Take and talked about how it was a lot of disloyalty and backstabbing in the organization. Mr. Laker, Magic Johnson, for him to make these accusations must be really serious, but it's a lot of, you know, instability in the Lakers organization. The Buss family is just trying to figure it out, and, you know, it's already June. It'll be June real soon. So they have some time to figure it out, but NBA Summer League is around the corner. Vet camp will be starting up in September. And then in October, the NBA season will be starting all over again. Let's talk some football. Well, actually, before we get into football, something else very blockbuster happened in NBA basketball and in college basketball, as Coach Beilein of Michigan is taking the job to coach the Cleveland Cavaliers. Juwan Howard, Chicago legend, Fab Five, is now the new head coach at the University of Michigan. So you have two former players at Michigan who played for Michigan, the football coach, Harbaugh. He's over there coaching the football team. And now you have Juwan Howard as the men's basketball head coach. So, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing Juwan doing a great job over there. And Coach Beilein, we'll see if he's an NBA coach. But he took the job, and so we'll see how things are going to transpire over there. Football news, the New York Jets fired their GM. Some people say that Le'Veon Bell wasn't worth the money they signed. Le'Veon Bell tweeted, "We've been here before." Dwayne Haskins in the NFL draft didn't go to the New York Giants, but he's a Washington Redskins. New York Giants still believes in Eli Manning. The New York Giants believe in Saquon Barkley. And it looks like that's where they're going to move forward with. And they let a lot of their top marquee players go. Odell Beckham is now with Baker Mayfield in a Browns jersey, and the Browns looks like they're going to be a dangerous team this year. Also in NFL news, Ben Roethlisberger spoke out against a lot of the accusations that was made by Antonio Brown and his relationship. And I think some things he said was true, and I think some things he said was fabricated. It wasn't as genuine as it could have been. Looking forward to the NBA playoffs starting. The NBA finals, I should say, starting. It's been a great year of basketball. Virginia winning the national championship. Michigan State making it to the Final Four. Ja Morant just being like the best player ever since Penny, with just so many dimensions to his game. RJ Barrett looks like he's going to get the key to New York. So it's just been a lot that the NBA, that college, that fans have gotten to see and appreciate in the game this year. As always, keep loving your hearts. Always have a humble spirit and never forget those who has helped pave the way so that you can be successful, so that you can make it. There's always room for improvement. And the day you feel that you can't get better is the day that you're not living life to the fullest. And lastly, whatever you do, do it to the best of your ability. This is Locker Room Talk with Jatim Young. I'm your boy. I'm your host, Jatim Young. Chicago's finest. Mr. Wildcat. Mr. Northwestern. Mr. Big Ten. Chicago Catholic League Hall of Fame. West Side great. West Side legend. Chicago's own. A podcast where we as athletes bring you conversations that we have in the locker room and bring it to the podcast. Happy Memorial Day weekend, celebrating all of those who protect our country and allow us to live with freedom and a democracy. Peace and God bless.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.